Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The longer Mike Fox is retired, the more his greatness grows. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Mike Fox was honored over the weekend with his number 30 now gracing the facade and the pitching mound at Barshima Stadium. He has been retired for 3 years, and since then, mediocrity has returned to define the Diamond Heels pre-Fox. It's not just that he is Carolina's all-time winning baseball coach and took his program to 7 College World Series between 2006 and 18. He played on one of the only 4 other CWS teams in the 100-plus year history of the program. Fox did it through recruiting and coaching, as a heavy percentage of the 74 players who went on to the major leagues were from the Fox's era. It's a shame the Diamond Heels never brought home the NCAA championship trophy, getting to the final series and finishing second their first 2 trips under Fox. The first was a surprise when Chad Flagg homered to win the Super Regional over Alabama on the Tide's home field. But then Carolina went back to Omaha for the next 3 seasons and 3 more times to become a fixture and known as a national power. Fox was succeeded by current coach Scott Forbes, whose record includes 1 trip to the NCAA tournament as he tries to get UNC back to Omaha for the first time since 2018. The longer the drought lasts, Fox's legendary status will shine all the more. The 1978 graduate of UNC won 1,487 games, including 1 Division III national championship in his 15 years at North Carolina Wesleyan and Rocky Mount, before returning to his alma mater. In 1999, Fox was welcome successor to the controversial Mike Roberts, who had 780 career wins and 3 straight ACC titles, but also had an abrasive attitude that rubbed players the wrong way and kept some national media away from Chapel Hill that could have helped him recruit more great players. Fox was a breath of fresh air, and with him came the recruiting success that Carolina has in so many other sports because of the school's reputation and beautiful campus. Who wouldn't want to be a student-athlete here? So, when the Diamond Heels swept Florida State over the weekend, it sure seemed like Fox Karma was back at the Bosch. This is Archansky. See ya.